Talk Radio. Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing life gaps from where you are to where you desire to grow. You see, each week we come together faithfully to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose, to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise, and we have our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Coach Adams, what am I working? Well, you're asking some great questions on a Motivational Monday. You're working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. You know, each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and insightful, if I must say so myself, but this is what you tell me as well. So we encourage you, our global listening audience, take advantage of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online for your convenience at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four and the letter U. Our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey, this journey known as the game of life. Allow me to set up the framework on today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around today's subject. Then, this is an exciting time. I know you can't wait. We open our programming up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments. This, of course, always lends to an interactive environment that's more rich, which we truly love. So we encourage you, our global listening audience, to don't be hesitant about chiming right on in at the appropriate time. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, it's time to shape up and win. We're in our Shape Up series, but before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment, invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow those social media juices to flow. Write on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM. Go old school. Send an email, a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon. Bottom line, I think you get it. Do whatever you need to do to share with someone else about joining you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. For our regular listeners, I know you already have your pens and notepads, tablets and laptops, desktops, whatever you need handy. But for those that may be listening in for the first time, I encourage you to grab exactly that. You don't want to miss the richness and the nuggets that will be shared on today's broadcast. Again, on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams, we are in our Shape Up series. And the subject on the table in the boardroom today is the path of purpose is not perfect. The path of purpose is not perfect. Are setbacks getting the best of you? That is a question that many of us have to evaluate and look at and really process around, because 2020 for many has not been their best year. We've dealt with a lot of circumstances. All of us have processed through differently, and we've dealt with many setbacks. And so the question is, are setbacks getting the best of you? Because the path of purpose is not perfect. The path of purpose is not perfect. You may be thinking, well, Coach Adams, you said that four times now. Yes, I know. Very intentional. I want you to really hear the words that are being spoken and process around each of the words that I'm speaking. Receive it into your hearing. This understanding that the path is not perfect. You see, last week we looked at and we identified four common reasons for not identifying our dreams. We established that past disappointments cause us not to want to move forward in our dream because we are sitting in this place of disappointment. We also talked about discouragement was something that, you know, someone discouraged me along the way. They said, who are you? Who do you think you are? You can't write that book. You can't start that business. You can't do that. You can't do that. And so then in turn, what happens is we begin to settle. Yeah. We start settling and we don't pursue our dreams because of discouragement of the past, disappointments of the past, and that causes us to settle in this now moment. Oftentimes as well with that, we don't pursue because of the brokenness of the discouragement, the brokenness of the disappointments that have caused us to have a lack of confidence around our dreams. So we just say, I'll settle. I won't pursue it. You know, I haven't been told that I can, so I guess I can't. I tried and, you know, once and it didn't work out. And so, you know, why even try again? And so there's been all of these wounds that have caused brokenness in you and you don't pursue your dreams. Well, that's a part of this process of what we're talking about. The path of purpose is not perfect. And we're going to build on that and give you so much more. But I want to start out by sharing with you just a little bit of my story. You see, in 2005, I was launched out into full-time entrepreneurship. You see, I have been seeking and searching out for what was it that I was placed on the planet to do. I had gotten the awakening of that, and that was very exciting for me, because when you've been in the dark and now you're in the light, it's a beautiful thing. But I was still in the corporate setting, and I was in property management at the time. And my last property management position, those final 4 months were, can I just say, they were not so pleasing. Very difficult, those last 4 months. And the straw got to the place of breaking the camel's back, and I was released into purpose. No one ever wants to be released. We don't sign up and say, woohoo, release me. But the reality was is that it was an answer to prayer, quite frankly, for me. I was feeling frustrated. I knew what my assignment was. I was aware of it, but I didn't feel like I was walking in the fullness of it. Yes, I was dealing with bits and pieces of it, a little bit here, a little bit there, crafting and shaping all of my corporate positions around that so that I could do as much of it as possible. And I was doing that and doing it very well. But I wasn't walking in the fullness of it, and so I was feeling this unrest on the inside. Because with that and doing bits and pieces of it, I had to do other things that I didn't like to do and being held accountable for stuff that, you know, was a part of my job description. And so when I was placed into this position of being released into full-time purpose, I actually was very excited because I thought, woohoo, this is an answer to prayer. I'm now able to follow my dreams. And so that started me on this pathway of purpose, So I'm on my journey, this pathway of purpose, and woo, those first few months, it was exciting, exhilarating, woohoo, freedom of time. My time is all my own. And yes, I'm living the good life. I'm pursuing my purpose. I'm doing it. Yes, I'm on the journey. And then about 6 months into the journey, yeah, maybe seven, 8 months, thereabouts, less than 8 months into the journey, resources begin to run out with, well, how much do you really believe in this purpose that you say you are on? Now I'm starting to deal with the imperfections of this pursuit of purpose. I'm faced with the reality of and having to answer some very difficult questions. Some of the thoughts that I'm going to share with you that I've grown to realize to be true on my journey. But now I'm dealing with this journey, this pathway of perfect, that I'm realizing it's imperfect. I thought, woohoo, when I get on the other side, no longer in a corporate setting, and I'm fueling my passions and I'm living my purpose, it's going to be perfect. Well, that, of course, was an illusion. Because the path of purpose is not perfect. It's filled with imperfections that challenge your dreams. And the question is, when you're faced with each and every one of those stages along the way, will you now continue your pursuit? Or will you throw in the towel and quit because things are not perfect and now you're dealing with all of this stuff in order to pursue your purpose? You see, what I've grown to know to be true is that it's easier to navigate when you know a few things. When you're clear in certain areas, despite the struggles and the challenges, it's easier to navigate your way through. You know, I've grown to realize that when you know your target, you see, being clear on your target, having a clear target identified, knowing what you are feeling about your dream, what you're sensing, what you're seeing, what you're hearing, what you're thinking, all of that is important because when you understand your vision, and what your journey of purpose looks like, not from the outside in, but from the inside out. And you can envision it. You can imagine your future and the possibilities. You can visualize it. And that gives you clarity on your journey. Oh, yes. You're going to navigate this path of purpose differently, despite the imperfections along the way, because you are clear on the vision. You're crystal clear on the target. You see, many of us, we quit because we're not clear on what the target is. You know, it's interesting, and I often reference, because this is a part of my wheelhouse, as one would say, that I have a coaching client that I'm working with, and we were talking about, do you know what your target is? And she was like, I don't know, Coach Adams. And I said, you know, that's a part of the challenge. If you don't know where you're going, if you're not clear on what this gap is that you're efforting to close, it's like you're moving and navigating through life with blindfolds on, with blinders on. You can't effectively move about the journey because you don't know where you're going. Just like when you get in the car and you are trying to get to a destination, the navigation system asks you, what's the address? What's the city? What's the state? Can then map out your course of where you're going. And the same is true for our purpose. If we don't know what the target is, we're not going to get to the destination. Because the target, in essence, is and creates the gap from where you are to where you desire to go. It helps you to see with clarity what is this gap. So everything starts with being clear on the target, and the target represents your vision. So do you know where you're going? Do you know what your journey looks like, this journey of purpose from the inside out, what this path is that you're efforting to navigate through? Now, this is the thing. Navigation, when you put the address in, it tells you how to get to the destination, but it doesn't know what you may encounter along the way. You see, the same is true with me when I said yes to my purpose and accepted the release of being a full-time entrepreneur. I didn't know all of what I may have needed to endure along the way, some of the trials and tribulations, the ups and the downs, the dips, and all of those various things on the journey. I just knew, woohoo, I'm clear on my purpose. I knew where I was going. And so for me, the target was clear, remains clear, and so I stay on the journey. Do you know your target? Because this pathway to purpose, it's not perfect, but when you know your target and where you're going, you will navigate with greater ease through the journey. Not perfect journey. It is imperfect. You may have some struggles along the way, some trials and tribulations. You may have to jump over some hurdles, but at least you can see ahead of you and envision the target, the finish line of where you're going. Maybe it's writing the book. Maybe it's writing the screenplay for the film, the play on Broadway. It's starting the business, the invention, whatever that may look like and be for you. Maybe you're a gifted artist and you have a dynamic talent and you're trying to figure out, how do I get my CD to the marketplace? Whatever that looks like, those are indicators of your target. Be clear on your target. You know, the other thing that I've grown to realize to be true is that, and we spoke about this last week at great length, knowing your why. The one thing that I'll share with you about knowing your why, because your why is your driver. Once you're clear on the target can't be, Coach Adams, I just want to make some money. That's it. That's the target. It has to be greater than money. Money is a benefit of, but it can't be the why of the driving force. And understanding that the why is not a single event. The why is not a single event. I say that again because I often think about a marriage. Someone is so excited about the wedding, the wedding, the wedding day, the wedding day. The focus is on the single event. But not much thought has been given to how will I make this marriage work. That's beyond that event of that single day. And so as it relates to our why, and for those of you that were listening in last week, this is a reminder for you that our why is not a single event, but rather it's associated with a higher call of purpose, a higher call to purpose. If you want to soak in the richness of the details around knowing your why, I want to refer you to our on-demand library for greater in-depth empowerment associated with that. Again, on last week, August the 24th, we really got in deep on the why. But the why is often brought back into other elements, and you can't get away from the why, which is why we're touching on it briefly today as we're looking at the path of purpose and understanding that the path of purpose is not perfect. But if you don't know your why, your path of purpose, it's confusing. Because it's about an event here and an event there and an event here and an event there. And when you achieve that event, now you're disenchanted and you don't know the greater driving force, that greater call to purpose that's driving you beyond achieving that specific goal and reaching that marker. Again, that's why you have to look beyond the event to a greater and higher call of purpose. That why is so significant. In addition, we're going to navigate through our journey a little bit easier, when we understand and we know this is the thing. I want you to hold on to your seat. You probably weren't expecting Coach Adams to say this one. When you know the struggle are designed to make you stronger and better for your journey. They're not designed to break you. We have to, in spite of, learn to turn adversity into an advantage. You know, I'm in the midst of a private math currently on the 15 invaluable laws of growth. And last week we touched on, and this was so powerful for this dynamic group of individuals that are together in this mastermind, the law of pain. And so what we learned about the law of pain is that good management of bad experiences leads to great growth. I want you to really process that. Because this is something that's going to come up continuously for you. If you get into those tough spots and you don't navigate effectively through that pain, those struggles, that difficulty, if you don't manage it effectively, it's going to get the best of you instead of you leveraging it and getting the best of it. It doesn't mean that you embrace and say, oh, my God, I love pain. Yes, bring it. No, but we understand that this is a thing. Bad experiences happen to everybody. No one, absolutely no one, self-included, no one is exempt from bad experiences. But the key is, as it relates to the bad experience, how are you managing that? When something happens, do you murmur and complain? Do you instantly and automatically go to the negative? Because you've been entertaining negativity, as we've spoken weeks ago, on not entertaining negativity, but yet you do it, and so instantly something happens, and you go to that negative place because that's what you've been giving your focus to, the negativity. Your glass is always half empty. Someone gives you lemon. You murmur and complain instead of figuring out, and this is what we're talking about, how to turn adversity into an advantage, instead of determining how will I take this situation, manage it to the best of my ability, and grow through it. How will I do that? Because, again, good management of bad experiences leads us to good growth, to great growth. And so when we're looking at that, the struggles that we're faced with, the struggles are designed to make us stronger and better. They're not designed to take you out. They're not designed to make you bitter. And many of us, we've become bitter because we have not learned the value of turning adversity into an advantage. Behind any great success story, just pick anyone, they will let you know that there was a lot of adversity that they had to press through to get on the other side. So the key is, when we're dealing with struggles and we're dealing with difficulty and we're dealing with these rough spots, the key is to keep pressing on, to stay consistent on our journey. You know, prior to getting to a certain place in the Coach Adams Win International brand, I had to honestly say, being transparent, that I had grown comfortable in being inconsistent in my journey. I was consistently inconsistent. And it's been probably about 7 years now that I've really buckled down and I've been more focused and I'm clear on my trajectory and I've really been pressing in, fighting to be more consistent. So much so that I think it was probably in March when COVID lockdown happened, I had a listener tune in and they said, you know what? Now I have more time. And I thought, let me tune in. She's been so consistent. They said, I've been seeing your posts on social media for several years now. And they realized, wow, I've been missing the boat. But what they were attracted to is the consistency. You see, many of us, we start something and we stop. We throw in the towel. It gets too tough and we start something else. You know, I was sharing a few weeks ago that I have these associates. It's like every time I turn around, they're excited. Coach Adams, hey, we started a new business. We started this. I can't keep up. There's no consistency on their journey. Before I can blink my eyes, they're starting something else. They don't give anything an opportunity. They're not growing in the mastery in any particular area. You've heard the term, being a jack of all trades and a master of nothing. I had a meeting this past week a few days ago, and someone said, Coach Adams, if you had to summarize, what is it that you do? I said, it's simple. My wheelhouse is speaking, teaching, training, and coaching. They said, wait a minute, say that again. I said, speaking, teaching, training, and coaching. It's simple. So everything I do comes back to speaking, teaching, training, or coaching. And I do that through my resources of vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment. It's simple. That's my wheelhouse. That's where I've been consistent. And so with that, you have Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. You have my mastermind. You have speaking engagement opportunities, my one-on-one coaching, group coaching. All of that comes back to that central thread. What are you being consistent at? Are you being consistent at anything? Or are you a jack of all trades and a master of nothing? When the fire is turned up, do you throw in the towel and quit? Because one of the things that we must evaluate as we're talking about the path of purpose is not perfect. It's filled with imperfections. We've already established that on the journey, we must be clear on our target. We must know our target. We have to have a clear vision. We have to have a clear blueprint. Identify, where am I going? Know what you are feeling, sensing, seeing, hearing, and thinking associated with your dream. Understand your vision. And this is where many make the mistake. Don't understand your vision from the outside in. You have to understand your vision and what your journey of purpose is from the inside out. You wouldn't take an iPhone to Samsung and expect them to figure out a unique tweak in the system. Why wouldn't you do that? Because Samsung didn't create the iPhone. If you want it to work the way that it was designed, and if there's a tweaking in the system, you need to take it to Apple. Because Apple is the manufacturer. And the same is true for each and every one of us. If we want to know the reason why we were created, we don't go on the outside looking for others to tell us. We have to connect from the inside and allow your creator to show you the reason why he placed you on the planet. Oh, I remember that day when I got the awareness. It was actually one of the happier days in my life. And the reason why it was one of the happier days is because now I was clear. My life had meaning, greater significance, purpose, because pre that season, I felt like a square peg trying to fit into a round hole. Many of you have heard me use that analogy. And there was so much friction because I was trying to fit in spaces that I was not created for. But once I got the awareness and I was in alignment, it was like a seamless fit, almost like when you go to a hotel room and, you know, you put the card in the door, the key card in the door, and you hear the and it's connected with it. Instantly, then the door opens because that card is in the right spot. But you go and try to use that card in a different door. Guess what? You're not getting in. And so this understanding and this clarity of envisioning where you are going, your target, is so key. Knowing your why, and again, we said, just simply put, our why is not associated with an event. It is a higher call to purpose. We must know and understand that the struggles are designed to make us stronger and better. And when you know that, when the struggles come, you're going to navigate through them differently. You'll be looking for, okay, what is the lesson in this situation? What am I supposed to get that's going to make me better? How can I take this adversity and turn it into an advantage? An advantage meaning that I grow from this situation, that I grow through this difficulty. What are you doing to grow through this difficulty that 2020 has brought to all of us? Are you growing in greater understanding of your vision, your purpose? Are you figuring that out? What is it that you're doing to maximize this season that you have as it relates to getting in alignment with why you were created? Then I want to take us on a journey, as we have looked at a number of different areas, and I want to take us on a journey of understanding that we must know. You got to know up front. You got to know that you know that you know that you know that you know if you are fully committed to the journey. Because if you're not committed to the journey, I would say this to you now. Save yourself some time and energy. Don't even get started. If you're not fully committed, throw in the towel before you start. Don't start and then throw in the towel, because you'll start to feel bitter and disappointed and angry and woe is me, and I lost time, and you'll start murmuring, all of that, because you weren't committed in the first place. So why did you start? And that commitment comes from having that fire of passion to fight on the inside of you. Do you have the fire of passion on the inside of you for whatever it is that you're doing? One thing without question, I've grown to know that I am fired up about empowering others. So much so that those of you that are regular listeners, you know I tell you and I say it openly. I pay to be on the airwaves because I want to be here to empower you. Because that's where my fire is. If you run into me in the grocery store, I might start coaching you. You've heard me say that. Give me a situation, the coach hats, because it's a part of my DNA, because there's a passion burning on the inside of me instantly, automatically. It's not that I put the coach hat on. The coach hat is who I am. It's a part of the very fiber of my being, and so I'm always in that zone. I often have to take the coach hat off when I don't have permission to coach someone, because that's what's going to come up in me. And so if you're not fully committed to the journey, if you're not fully committed and willing, I'm preparing for my next mastermind, private mastermind roundtable on put your dream to the test. If you have any questions around your dream, this is the mastermind for you. What a great way to close out this year with clarity around your vision. I am telling you. And so in put your dream to the test, one of the areas that one has to question is, are you willing to pay the cost? Are you willing to pay the cost? And this willingness to pay the cost, to pay the price, comes back to understanding that the dream itself, it's free. The dream is free. Aha, but the journey isn't. The dream is free. You get this great idea. Woo, it comes to you. It's divinely inspired. It's like, oh my gosh, this is brilliant. You get it. But then when you make the decision around that, the journey, see, the dream is free, but the journey isn't. And so the question is raised, are you willing to pay the cost? Are you willing to pay the price? The price must be paid sooner than you think. Once you make that decision, guess what? The price kicks in. I remember when I said yes to God's call on my life and the reason why I was created. I then had to make some difficult decisions that cost me. So the price was great along the way. But if you asked me today if I would do it all over again, I most definitely would. I would have written the story a little bit differently, but nevertheless, I would still do it all again. Because understanding my purpose and being on the journey has allowed my life, not perfect, with all of the imperfections, to be so fulfilled and to have such great significance. I love and appreciate my mentors, Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, founders of BOSS, the movement. BOSS is an acronym for building on spiritual substance. If you want more information, you can visit BossTheMovement.com. But why do I mention them? Is because I've had the opportunity to serve with them as their global master trainer since 2005. And my mentor always reminds me of the lives that have been impacted and changed because of me being on the journey. And when I start to reflect and look back and pause, I think about the wonderful journeys that I have. Even now, as I'm reflecting with you, I'm getting emotional. And I'm getting emotional around this fulfillment and this significance because I remember we took a trip to the Ukraine. And something as simple as someone giving you a box of chocolates, I took it for granted in that moment until I understood the great sacrifice of that offering in a region where that was huge. That was a great price that that individual had to pay. Not speaking the language, they spoke Russian, but yet wanting to express how their lives were impacted by the experience that they had. Their lives have been changed, and it would never be the same because of the life-changing vertical leap experience. And I say that because when I realized the sacrifice of the cost for this person to say thank you, where most people don't have cars, most people live in poverty, and yet a box of chocolates was huge. Here in the U.S., we had a box of chocolates. Okay. Is it Godiva? You know, because, you know, box of chocolates, what is that, $5? But there it was a great cost. But that let me see in that person's life the significance, the impact. And that's just one story, the impact that I was making. And so the price must be paid sooner rather than you think if you say yes to the journey, if you say yes to the dream, if you say yes to that higher call of purpose. The price will be higher than you expect. I've had to make some decisions that people didn't quite understand and get because of my pursuit of purpose. When people said, you are crazy, you need to get a job. That ministry and coaching is cute, but you need to get a job. Because they didn't understand the price I was willing to pay that was higher than expected. I couldn't have anticipated it. I couldn't have anticipated the sacrifice. I couldn't anticipate the decisions that I've had to make to be on the journey. But again, it was my journey. But I had to decide, am I really committed? Again, that's what we're talking about. Am I really committed to the fullness of this journey? But I want you to know that on the flip side, as we prepare to welcome you in our global listening audience, I want to hear your thoughts. Are you getting anything from today's broadcast? I would love to hear from you, would love to hear, has this time been beneficial for you? What are you taking away? You've made this sacrifice of time. You've chosen to be here for this hour of empowerment. Has it been beneficial? So this is the time in our program when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Press 1, again on your telephone keypad, to add yourself to the host queue. I wanted to, as we're waiting for you to chime in, and again, we love when you interact, so don't hesitate. This is a safe space. But I want to connect on this point, that the price, as we mentioned, paid sooner rather than later, that the price will oftentimes be higher than we expect. But I also want you to know that there are times on the journey that it is possible to pay too much for your dream. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what are you saying? Pay too much. You just told me to pay the price. You just told me to be committed. You just told me all of the sacrifice, all of this. If it means that you're going to lose your family, that's a price that I would say would be too high. If it means that it's going to cost you your peace of mind, I would say that that's a price that's too high to pay. If it means it's going to cost you your health, I would say that's a price that's too high to pay. So, yes, too much for your dream. It is possible. I'm all in, but you have to evaluate the cost. And if the cost costs you your family, your peace of mind, your health and energy, I would say those costs are too great and it's not worth the sacrifice. Because what does it mean if you have all of these these resources, but you don't have peace of mind. You don't have health and energy. You don't have the loving relationships to share with you. Woo, I love it. We have some callers in the queue, and I'm going to go to you. Area code 310-6699. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. What's your question or comment? And thank you for chiming in.
Well, thank you, Coach Adam. It's a blessing to hear you. You know, I've known you personally, and so I have not taken advantage of the gifting that is in you, and I'm just amazed at what I got tonight, and it's just good to be reminded of what my why is, that I'm not just going out here for money, but I'm going out here for my why. And so I just thank you for your encouraging me in that area. You know, some things you know, but it's kind of been pushed to the side with other stuff, so thank you very much for your input and just for how you've just spoken so openly about knowing your why and realizing that even though there's pitfalls, don't give up along the way. So thank you very much. You've encouraged my heart.
Oh, thank you so much. I recognize this voice, and I am so honored and humbled that you sacrificed this time, and I'm happy to hear that you got so much from tonight, and I thank you so much for your support. Know that you are so loved and appreciated, and I hope that
and
you'll
so
tune
are
in
you.
The future.
Thank and tell you. Others to tune in. I sure will. Thank you.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. We're going to go to our next caller, and I'm going to ask our caller that we just spoke with, press 1 on your telephone keypad to remove yourself from the host queue. Press 1 to remove yourself. We're now going to area code 424-5715. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. What's your question or comment?
Well, my question, Coach Adams, this is Dr. Gene Johnson. You know, this your path of purpose is not perfect. You know, that's awesome. And, you know, we don't get enough training on that, you know, because with the looking for it to be perfect, we're also looking for it to be easy. My question to you is for, you know, for those who have not been taught, trained, you know, and you said it in the why, getting clear on what your why is, what would a person do if, you know, if they haven't had that foundation, they haven't had that that type of training, but now they are ready. You know, you shared your journey, the adjustments that you had to go through. What would be a good step? Would it be get a coach? Would it be, you know, what would you suggest for that person?
I appreciate your question, and I thank you, Dr. Jean, for tuning in. Wow, 2 weeks in a row, what? I love it. But the question, I love it, and yes, obviously I am a coach, and so my recommendation would be if you're struggling, and the next point, the final point that we'll close out today with is the people. Who do you have circling the wagons around you? Who do you have on your dream team? And a great way to start is with a coach. And I, of course, am available. Shameless plug, Coach Adams. I coach you win. So definitely you want to make sure that you have the right people around you, because this is what I've grown to realize, Dr. Jean, is that we shine brighter when we have the right people on our team. We have the right people True. That are supporting us. And so that is so key. Because when you have the right people, they're going to motivate you. They're going to inspire you. They're going to be honest with you. They're going to challenge you, be that iron sharpening iron. They're going to compliment you. They may give you recommendations and ideas and thoughts that you did not even think about. So, yes, absolutely. I would say first step, get a coach. And Coach Adams is available. Did that answer your question, sir?
Yes, indeed. Thank you very much.
And thank you so much. And again, thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. I so appreciate you, and I don't take the support lightly or for granted. If you'll press 1 on your telephone keypad to remove yourself from the host queue, again, I want our global listening audience to know that the lines remain open, but I also want to share with you. And so if you would like to chime in, would love to hear from you. Don't be shy. This is a safe space. press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. And just a reminder, if you're listening in electronically through the internet, you do need to dial in. And that dial-in number, just as a reminder, is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. I want to really encourage you, because we've talked about today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You, that the path of purpose is not perfect. It's imperfect. It's an imperfect journey. It has a lot of different obstacles and hurdles and clips and dips and things that you have to deal with on the journey. But this is the thing. I want to encourage you today on this Motivational Monday. Don't lose focus on your goals. Don't lose focus on your vision. Don't lose focus on your dreams. See, as we look at what's going on in the world around us, and I'm not minimizing what's happening. I'm living through it with you. But what I've grown to realize to be true, that it is vision that will take us to the next level. And if you don't have vision, you're going to be miserable on your journey. You're going to just simply be existing and kind of just, I'm here, making it through, getting by. There is no significance. There is no fulfillment. And, you know, I did not set up the callers by any means. And so, you know, it is a shameless plug that, yes, Coach Adams is here for you, because I need to ask you, what are you doing differently to get greater results on your journey? In this season of difficulty and at any time, what are you doing differently? Because if we keep doing the same things over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, and we're expecting different results, it's been stated that we're operating in insanity. So don't be insane in the membrane, as that song would say. You get the point. Little levity there today. But bottom line, what is it that you will do differently so that you can get different results? Now may be the perfect time for you to join in a winning partnership, and one-on-one coaching is that answer. It truly makes the difference. My clients are busy fueling their passion, living their dreams, and working their vision and achieving their goals, and I want the same for you. Maybe it's that you want to join my next 8-week private mastermind on Put Your Dream to the Test, starting October the 1st. To learn more about one-on-one coaching or the mastermind, give our team a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101, or you may email admin@coachadams.com. admin@coachadams.com. We want to continue this dialogue with you socially. We have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. If you're not already a member of the group, just simply ask to join, and you are welcome. All are welcome. This is a way to continue the conversation. Maybe you have a show recommendation, a question, a thought, idea that you want to see discussed. We would love to hear from you. Let's do a quick summary recap of where did we go on our journey today as we prepare to close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We open with the question, are setbacks getting the best of you? For many, setbacks are truly getting the best of you in this season. Why? Because of the discouragement that you have received along the way, the disappointment that keep coming. You like, okay, is there another disappointment that I have to be faced with? The settling, you've settled because of the disappointments, because of the discouragement. And so now you're feeling this lack of confidence, and you don't quite know where to go with that. Well, we discussed that the path of purpose is not perfect. You've heard me say that a number of times. I want that to ring and vibrate in your ears. I want you to continuously hear that so that you don't have missed expectations of the journey. I love what Dr. Jean said. So often people want the journey to be easy, breezy. There's no challenges, no struggles. I made the connection with my purpose, and now it's just so wee. It is definitely, we navigate through the journey more effectively. But it doesn't mean that we don't still have to process through difficulty, that we're not faced with adversity, that we don't have to face hurdles along the way. But we have to be clear on what is our target. And when we're clear on our target, I will now navigate differently because I know where I'm going. If I don't know where I'm going, I'm now loosey-goosey, just kind of flying with the wind, flower child, woo, I'm over here, I'm over there. But when we know what our trajectory is and the target is clear, now we know how to close that gap because we're clear on where we're going. In addition, we've established the why. And again, I want to share with you that I just gave you a little appetizer taste of the why tonight. Why? Because we did a deep dive on the why on last week, and that is available in our on-demand library, the in-depth teaching around the why, so that you can be empowered. That was taught on last week, August the 24th, so I encourage you, take advantage of our on-demand library. We also said that we need to know going in that because the journey, the path of purpose, is not perfect, that we should anticipate and know that we are going to have some struggles along the way. I know you really didn't want me to say that, but that's the truth. It's not going to be effortless because you've made the connection with your purpose. Now you got to really, the rubber meets the road, and you got to really pull it out of you, that fight. You may have to pivot along the way. The goal has not changed, but the strategies may have to shift because of some of the struggles and the difficulty that you may have to face. But it's okay. Keep pressing. And I want to leave you with that. Keep pressing. Know how committed you are to the journey. If you're not fully committed, don't take on the assignment. It's better not to be on the fence halfway. Be hot or cold. Don't be in the middle. Make a commitment either way. And recognize, am I willing to pay the price, to pay the cost for my dreams? Am I willing to do what's required until? See, this cost does not always equate to M-O-N-E-Y. It's sweat equity. It's time. It's sacrifice. It's energy. It's all of these various things that, yes, you may have to invest. Money may be a part of that, but it may mean some late nights when everybody else has gone to sleep. You are still working your vision. It may mean some early mornings. It may mean that there are some events that you can't attend because you're focused on purpose, that you have to grow comfortable in the art of saying no because it doesn't align with your vision. And so these are some of the costs that we're talking about. And lastly, as we close out Motivational Mondays today, we said the people. Who do you have on your team? I want to leave you with this. Be wise about who you have on your team. Because when you have the right people, as I said before, woo, we shine brighter when we have the right people supporting us on our dream team. Our dream becomes a greater reality when we have the right people on our team. But when we have the wrong people, and I've grown to know this to be true from experience, it's a nightmare when you're in partnership with the wrong people. So having the right people on your team is so key. Again, this is Coach Adams, and I thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays today. I trust that you've gotten some great richness around what was shared. And I want to remind you that I have a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to win, personally and professionally, through our resources and tools. And so if you want more information, again, give our team a call about our vision training, about our strategic planning and coaching empowerment tools that are available for you. 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101, or send an email to admin@coachadams.com. I am signing off for now, and I leave you with this. This is Coach Adams. I coach, and you guessed it, you win. Thank you again for tuning in. We hope to hear you next week.